Hey, welcome everybody. I'm sitting down with Don Huffines, who's running for Texas Comptroller. He's an extraordinary man of courage and business success in the state of Texas. And he's here at the Ron Paul 90th birthday party to celebrate personal liberty and to share his thoughts with us. Welcome, Mr. Huffines. It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I sure appreciate it. I appreciate being on your show. But this is a great celebration. I mean, the champion of liberty, Ron Paul, is going to come out in a little bit and give us some words of wisdom. He's been a mentor of mine for a long time.
See, that's great to know because, you know, he's had so much influence and he's taught so many people the importance of liberty and honest money. And we live in a time when so much of our country and our state has gotten away from those core principles. But I think you intend to help bring us back, don't you?
Of course. You know, Dr. Paul is a champion of the Constitution, and if we all paid attention to the Constitution, we wouldn't have the problems we have today in America or in Texas. And running for comptroller, I'm going to bring some of that message to Texas. I'm also bringing some of Trump's message, which is the Doge state of Texas. That's my campaign. It's the Doge Texas, and you know, I can tell you, we need some Doge down there in Austin. I mean, I like to just point out, most people don't realize the scale of Texas. The Comptroller is the CFO, Chief Financial Officer, of course, from the state. I collect all the money, and then all the money we spend, I have eyes and ears on every dollar runs through the Comptroller's office. It has 3,000 employees. I mean, it's a large undertaking.
Absolutely.
We're spending over $500 million a day, every day, seven days a week.
Just in Texas.
Just in Texas. $355,000 every minute of every day.
Wow. So, okay, and then we have half of our legislature has fled the state also because they don't want to vote. Maybe that's outside the finance issue, but what's your take on what's going on right now with the Democrats not wanting to vote, not give us a quorum?
Well, I think it's a real softball over the plate for the Republicans to hit out of the park. That's what I think. I don't think they've taken advantage of it. They're working on it, but they should have been ready day one. I mean, they knew they were going to do it. Yeah. There was no question. They did it last time. They're going to do it again. I mean, boom, they should have declared those seats vacant. They should actually, what I suggest they should do is redistrict their districts, redistrict the state house. And, you know, so they didn't do that. I don't know exactly why. Maybe there's a legal reason, but they could have acted like they were going to do it. And I tell you, those liberals would have come fleeing back to protect their district lines.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. Let's go to your campaign. Your website, donhuffines.com, explains your platform as you're running for comptroller. Can you give us your Twitter handle also, or X as it is now?
Well, just...
Is it just Don Huffines?
Yeah, it's Don Huffines.
There's not an underscore or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I love your tweets. I've been retweeting them. You're the one person that makes the most financial sense. Every single tweet that you put out there makes perfect sense. How is it that you're able to just encapsulate your concepts and get them out there on a frequent basis?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the compliment. You know, I'm a business guy, like you mentioned earlier, and my motto in my business is seeing beyond the obvious. And I use that in the political world also. And look, I've got a lot of things I can be doing in my life, and I've been very successful. I've got a great family life, 10 grandbabies right now.
Wow, congratulations.
It's fantastic. But I'm doing this for the Texas taxpayer. I really am. I'm a champion of the taxpayer. And so I focus a lot on that. And I believe the money belongs to the taxpayer and not to the government. For instance, I'm not going to use the word surplus. I'm going to use the word that we overcharge our customer, which is the taxpayer, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So I spend a lot of time coming up with new ideas and ways with common sense to solve the problem and not the symptom of the problem.
Okay, so two questions for you on that. Number one, you're a very successful business person. Obviously, you don't need to take on another job at some relatively low salary from the state of Texas. You sort of hinted at this, but why are you doing this? I mean, this is going to take a lot of your time and focus away from your other businesses.
Well, like I said, you're right. It will. There's a full-time job. And anybody thinks they're running for this job or be in this position and they can just skate through it and let other people run it, that's the problem we've had in the state of Texas. There have been three comptrollers, Republican comptrollers in our history. And it's a massive undertaking. And I'm a hands-on guy. I want to work 12 hours a day. I like the details. But I'm doing it for Texas. I'm doing it for the taxpayers. I'm doing it for Texans, people that believe in liberty and understand that the fundamental role of government is always to defend our God-given liberties, and that the money belongs to the taxpayer and not the government. It's our money, my money, your money. And so I'm doing it to also to get efficiency in the system, to doge the system, and make sure that root out the fraud, waste, and abuse. And I tell you, there's a lot of it.
If you are able to succeed in doing that, how much theoretically could property taxes be reduced? Because what I hear from a lot of local Texans is they grew up here, their families are from here, maybe they grew up with a farm or property, and now they're being property taxed out of their own property as a lot of other people are moving in, like the Elon Musks, who we welcome to the state of Texas. But let's be honest, it raises a lot of property prices, raises property taxes, and it pushes a lot of people out who are native Texans.
Well, that is true, but I'm not in a legislative position.
Right.
So the best thing I can do is find the fraud and the waste, and then really use the bully pulpit to convince the legislators, the members of the legislature, to get this savings and apply it to property tax relief. I've been a champion of property taxes, you know, for a long time, Ike. And we've got on the Huffines Liberty Foundation side, well, I've got a lot of white papers about how we can do that. And it's very doable to eliminate the school tax over time, like a 10-year program, just to phase it out. It takes courage, it takes financial discipline, but we don't have to create a new tax and we don't have to raise a tax. We just need to use 90% of our state surpluses and give it back and pay it off in the M&O tax for schools. And we can do it.
Well, that sounds really important. I think a lot of Texans would certainly appreciate that.
Amen, they will. I mean, I know Texans are like you and me. We're tired of renting our property from the government. Right. And you know what I always say? We don't even know what the rent's going to be. You can't budget for it because you don't know what the appraisal district's going to do, and the rent just keeps going up and up. And it's fundamental to our liberty of who we are as Americans, that we can own our own land, we can own our own homes, we can own our own businesses, and businesses are getting really hammered right now.
Yes.
There is some appraisal relief and things like appraisal caps and stuff like that for a primary home, for a homeowner, but there's nothing for a business. And look, who signs the paychecks? Businesses. I mean, I've got five properties. I just got there. Just give you a quick result. Five properties we just settled with the appraisal districts up in Dallas, Collin, and Denton County. And they went up an average of 23%.
In 1 year?
1 year. 1 year, and there's no relief. They didn't ask us if we were making any money on those. They didn't care how much money you're making.
Right.
All they know is they're going to get more of our money.
Well, so one question then, how can Texas voters support you and find out about what you promised to do for the state of Texas?
I appreciate that. Go to donhuffines.com, donhuffines.com. And what I'm looking for is any kind of donation. It could be $10 or it could be $10 million. I'll take that one. I'll take the $10 million. But go to donhuffines.com, make an endorsement, and also make a donation. It's simple as that. And here's what I tell folks to get involved. I need you to think of this as bottom up, just like Ron Paul did. It's not top down, it's bottom up. Do whatever you think you can do to help me win. Whether you want to stand with, do sine waves like everybody did for Ron Paul, or hang bed sheets off a bridge, or whatever you think will work, you're in charge. Have the initiative to do it yourself. And I'm not here to try to run your life. I'm here to save Texas.
Okay, last question for you, Mr. Huffines, and then I'll invite you into the studio whenever you're near Austin. Love to have you back to talk about this. But at the federal level, when Trump came into office, the DOGE effort helped to shut down USAID, which was a money laundering front for a lot of fraudulent NGOs that were laundering money to who knows where, right?
Right.
Is there any smaller version of that in Texas that needs to be looked into?
Well, I'm going to look into everything. And the majority of our money we spend, over 70%, is in two buckets, health and human services and education.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to start looking. But there's a lot of smaller buckets also. And all, like I said, this is a wonderful position to be in for someone that believes in restraint, fiscal restraint, because all the money comes through the state comptroller's office. And the election is March the 3rd.
March the 3rd.
This is the primary. That's the big battle.
Okay.
The general election for this position is not as big of a battle as the primary.
Got it.
And so early voting's in February. I tell everybody get ready on Valentine's Day to to cast your ballot, and we're going to win this. I've got great endorsements. Ted Cruz endorsed me. Vivek Ramaswamy endorsed me. Ron Paul's endorsed me. Riley Gaines, Charlie Kirk, to name some national figures, plus the 75% of the SREC, our State Republican Executive Committee in Texas, our national committee man and woman, the vice chairman of the national party, every conservative organization in the state of Texas. And, you know, when I say Doge, I just want to tell you, I was Dogeing before Dogeing's cool. I think you probably read that.
Right.
I got those six people put in prison in Dallas in a government agency. They were stealing millions of dollars, and I got the agency shut down, and it had almost 3,000 employees, way over $100 million annual budget. And I did that alone when I was in the Texas Senate. It was lonely work, and it was really hard, but it needs to be done.
Yes.
That agency was spending way over $100 million, but the state of Texas spends that in 8 hours.
And that's
one agency. Texas has over 200 state agencies that's in the domain of the comptroller's office.
Can I ask you one more question about that? Because you've been strongly influenced by Ron Paul, you're an honest money guy. You understand the value of hard money, gold and silver,
right,
or a gold and silver backed currency. I noticed that Texas is now recognizing gold and silver as legal currency once again.
That's correct.
Can you give us your take on gold and silver and the future of a Texas currency? What happens if the dollar doesn't hold value, or something worse? What does Texas do?
Well, that's what's the beautiful part about the transactional gold and silver bill that just got approved. We have our own depository, Texas does, and it's going to be tremendous. It's basically a credit card you can use on your account, and you can buy gold or silver, and I think platinum and palladium might be in that bucket also. So you can charge on that whatever the value is at the moment. You're charging it for that precious metal, that bullion, and use it as a credit card. It's legal tender. But here's the key to that whole piece of legislation. The comptroller does not have to enact anything to do with it. The comptroller can ignore it completely, but I'm going to do it day one. I'm a firm believer in sound money. Competition to our fiat currency is going to make it so much better, the U.S. currency. And this could be hugely significant, not just for the USA, but for the entire world. It'll show that.
Doesn't that law say that needs to go active by the spring of 2027?
No, it doesn't have to go active at all. The comptroller has the
really?
Option, yes.
So it's your discretion if you're the comptroller.
That is correct.
Wow.
So that's critical why we get you in there.
Amen. That's what I keep telling everybody. If you believe in sound money and you believe in gold and silver, I've been a champion of it all my life, and you need to make sure I win. Because here's another thing I'll tell you, that if anybody else wins and they don't like it, they could be there for 30 years. There's no term limits. It would never happen.
Wow. You know? And I want to tell our audience, too, that law makes gold and silver spendable.
Yes.
Because that's the number one thing people say. Well, if I buy gold, how do I spend it? Well, you just described how.
Right. You put it in the account, in the depository, and it's on your card. And you can spend anywhere in the world.
And it's insured and audited by the state.
That is correct. It's our depository, and it's got a lot of insurance.
Okay. Well, those are just a few really compelling reasons, folks, to look into and support Don Huffines. And I also want to mention, if you can make a donation, even if it's just $5, a lot of times it's the number of different people who are donating that counts just as much as the amounts in the aggregate that are donated. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, sure. It shows great support from the grassroots. And I've got great support, you know, from the base. And that's important.
Well, I support you as well, Don. Thank you so much for your time today, sir.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you for being with me. I mean, let me be with you. I'm sorry.
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And happy birthday, Ron Paul.
Yay. Happy birthday, Ron. Happy birthday, Dr. Paul.
Ooh, all right,
90 more.
we could use them for 90 more. All right, so the website is donhuffines.com. That's HUFFINES.com. Thank you for watching today.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.